Kumina fananinta Hard Life Avenue maguna bitomon atukuchu muzimente za de barnamik tena tamiraya breakfast show of course to Wallace Akena Lisa Ragidam as we look at this particular story coming from Bor where residents of Bor municipality in Jonglei State are asking their local government to close the only cemetery in town as it is now full. Well, the head of Block 10 residential area Ajak Guto says government must find alternative land for the cemetery as it is becoming a health hazard for the community. Residents with homes near the cemetery say because of lack of space, dead bodies are now being buried by the roadside. David Majurawo reports.
Residents living around Block 10 and Wunicholijok near where the cemetery is located say they are being badly affected by the stench coming out from the graveyards. Mary Awok, a resident of Block 10 in Bo Town, say it has been the only place since 2007 where residents could bury their loved one, even though the Bo municipality has promised to find new land to build a new cemetery there. Nothing has happened yet.
Living people in Block 10 have been combined with the dead people because of this cemetery. It is good to isolate those who are alive and those who are dead. But if the dead people and living people are combined in one area, it means we are all dead, and this has caused diseases in the area due to contamination because many dead people have been buried here on daily basis. The dead dogs, dead cats, and dead cows are being brought to this cemetery and are being dumped on the surface of the cemetery without being buried too. The government should address this concern and come up with what to do with it to rescue the residents.
The chief of Makwaj Boma and a resident of Wunicholijok, Cherijok, says after the cemetery filled up, residents started digging graves on the main roads leading into residential areas. Ajaka Guto, the head of Block 10 residential area in Bo Town, worries that the rain could cause the cemetery to flood and create more health problems. That is why he wants the government to relocate the cemetery immediately before heavy rains begin.
Dead bodies from the community are being brought for burial in this only cemetery in the town, and I want to bring it to the attention of the government to think of a place to relocate it and rescue my people from this disaster. The rainwater underneath the graves flushes out the dead bodies and bones, and this is poisonous to the people and a great public health concern. I know the civilization has introduced a cemetery where people are buried in one place, unlike burying people at homes, as our tradition permits. The government must relocate the cemetery because it is full and it is in the middle of a residential area.
Other residents support his call, asking government to act swiftly on this issue. Many with homes around the cemetery spoke to Redi Maraya about their plea.
Nothing is good with us here. I am asking the government to relocate this cemetery away from where there is no population.
My advice to the government is to immediately relocate the cemetery to a distant area of about 25 kilometers far away from the residential areas. When it rains, the water brings out the dead bodies and bones to the surface, and the smells of the dead spread to the entire residential area, which is very dangerous to the health of the people.
David Grang, a civil society activist, say since last year he has informed the government about the potential health hazards and diseases which can be caused by the cemetery, but no action has been taken.
The issue of cemetery in Bo Town has been one of the phenomena we advocate for it to get the government intervene and take some measures to close it down, because it is beautiful, and the way people are burying the bodies of the late one is inappropriate. So we raised the concern last year, said that the town municipal council should come and at least seize the place for the burial and keep the place far a bit from the town. The cemetery area is in the middle of the town, whereby the surrounding residents who used to live around, and indeed the cemetery is full, in which most of the dead bodies are buried on the roads, and it is extending to the residents.
However, the Lord Mayor of Bor Municipality say plans are underway to relocate the cemetery as soon as possible, without mentioning the date, but he promised to announce it publicly when time comes. The municipal health officials are also conducting meetings with the Lord Mayor to assess the area where the cemetery can be relocated outside populated areas in the town. Reporting for Radio Maria, I'm David Majurawo in Bor.